We are living in a moment where name-calling replaces conviction and contempt replaces courage, especially when it comes to our elected officials. But Romans 13 and 1 Peter 2 command us to do something radically different to honor the very authorities we often disagree with. What would change in your heart, your home, and your social media feed if you treated every leader from the president to the local police officer as someone made in the image of God? Lean in for just a few minutes and let's rediscover what it means to give honor to whom honor is due. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are in our government authority series on Romans chapter 13, and we are having a great time. So if you're enjoying this, I want to encourage you to like, subscribe, share, comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very, very much. Your generosity really does help us accomplish our goal, which is to change the heart so that we change the public square. I believe that God is calling us to lay a financial foundation for FPIW through small donors across our state. Faithful people who are going to give $5, $10, $15, $20 a month, whatever it might be. And that will be the foundation versus having large donors support the ministry at the capacity that they are. Now, that doesn't mean we won't take a large donation. It just simply means that we want to spread it out so all of our eggs are not in one basket. So if you are thinking about being a monthly donor of FPIW or FPIW Action, I would be honored to do that. And we will steward that to the best that we can in order to be light, salt and light in the public square. All right. Today we're going to talk about honor to whom honor is due. And we are in the Romans 13. Let's read our scriptures. Every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinances of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of evil? Do you want to have no fear of authority? There we go. Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For it is a minister of God to you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword for nothing. For it is a minister of God, an avenger who brings wrath on the one who practices evil. Therefore, it is necessary to be in subjection not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for rulers are servants of God, devoting themselves to this very thing. Render to all who is what is due them. Tax to whom tax is due, custom whom custom is due, fear to whom fear is due, and honor to whom honor is due. So we are looking at honoring those who are around us, who are in authority over us. And the question today is this: who do you struggle most to respect and honor by your words? Now think about this for a moment. The political system, the government, the elected officials, whatever you want to call it, there are some that we have worldview disagreements with. There's others that have, you know, 80% alignment. Some have 70% alignment. Some have 100% alignment, whatever it might be. There's people out there that you just don't agree with. Yet, when they are elected in our constitutional republic, how do we honor them? And what does that honoring look like? And what does that honoring mean in our society and culture? Paul says right here very clearly, give honor to whom honor is due. We have lost this in the state of Washington so much. We call names, we put labels on people, we pull people down, and we forget that these are individuals created by God in the image of God. Yes, they may need Jesus. Yes, they may need to repent of their sins. Yes, they may have bad ideas. Yes, they may have evil motives. Yes, they may have all these things. And yet we know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son just for them. So does that mean we alter the truth to coddle them, to feel better about themselves? No, we speak truth in love to all that those around us. And we begin to think about how do we honor the position, even when it's a struggle to honor the person. So to give honor to whom honor is due. There's a proverb. Let's go over to Proverbs chapter 24. And I didn't mark it this time, so it's going to take me a little bit to get there, but that's okay. Proverbs 24. And it's in the 21st verse. It says this, my son, fear the Lord and the king. That little king there is a little K, not a big K. So fear the Lord and the authority that is over you. Do not associate with those who are given to change, for their calamity will rise suddenly. And who knows the ruin that comes from both of them. We need to have a reverence, a respect, you might say, of both God Almighty and those in authority over us. This is like when if you're ever pulled over by a police officer and you're just not agreeing with them. You may not agree with their personality. You may not agree with what they're accusing you of. But the reality is, in that moment, they're in charge and you need to have respect for them. And maybe in your day of court, you may choose to have a judge or a jury or whatever it may be. And you may find people who agree with you. I don't know. But the fact is we need to respect authority around us and give honor to whom honor is due. I was raised, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. We have that respect for those around you. Or I was raised that we call people Mrs. So-and-so or Miss So-and-so, Mr. So-and-so, because it's honor, it's respect for those around us. And so having that honor is so incredibly important. And thinking about how do we get away from name-calling? How do we get away from pushing back on people as and who they are as a person versus their ideas? Now, I know that there's many people who have wokey worldviews. And when I say wokey worldviews, I'm talking about their ideas, right? I'm talking about the things that they're presenting as facts or the things that they are presenting as options for our culture. And yet we need to honor the position and show respect for that position. And how do we do that in a day-to-day basis? Because in our current culture, it's so hostile, it's not easy to do that. One more scripture is 1 Peter 2:17. It says this, honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. That's a little K again. Honor all people. Be respectful to those around you. Love the brotherhood. Love those who are in Christ and those around you. Fear God. Have a reverence for God, both elected officials and citizens. And honor the king, the little K. Okay? It's not the King of Kings. Of course, we got to honor him too. But those who are in authority over us. So my hope today is that you'll evaluate these questions. How might your social media presence better reflect respect and honor towards elected officials among you? Who in the public service could you intentionally thank or encourage this week? Think about that. Are you current on what you owe, bills, commitments, obligations? And if not, what needs to change? Okay, so when we think about honoring, it's paying on time our taxes. In this case, you know, taxes whom taxes due, custom whom customs due, fear whom fear. But we need to think about how do we give honor, honoring people's time, honoring people's positions. This is a challenge. I know it's become very politicized in our culture and very, very polarized in our culture. And somehow we've got to find a way back to common sense where we once again respect a position and honor people. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, first off, I know that there's been dishonoring things that I've done, said, jokes, whatever, that have not honored elected officials for the position that you've placed them in. Whether it's been internal or external, I've dishonored them in my heart and my mind. And Lord, I ask for your forgiveness of that. I even think about the prayers for Governor Bob Ferguson. So many times I just refer to him as Bob Ferguson. And I don't intentionally mean dishonor, but by not putting his title there, I've dishonored him. So we do pray for Bob Ferguson. We do pray for his salvation, that he would encounter the living God, that he would have a relationship that comes only through the blood of Jesus Christ. We do ask that our governor, Governor Ferguson, will bow his knee before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. We honor President Trump today, And we pray that same prayer. We pray that he would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, not in some theoretical way or some mental way, but in a true heart transformational way. God, we want to give honor to whom honor is due. So we give honor to our president, we give honor to our governor, and to all those elected officials among us. Go before them today. Give them wisdom as they lead today. Give them insight. Convict them on the areas that they want to do that are contrary to your word today. Would you be with us today? Help us, Lord, and forgive us of the times that we've dishonored each other and those that you have placed in authority over us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values and the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.